Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team even scores a point. By the way, the last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so we could call this one a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number one of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, Saturday late afternoon, Penn State up 17-3. They're cruising. I'm telling myself, I am the fan of the better team in this game. I'm feeling really good about it. I put a couple dollars on the game. I'm feeling especially good about that.
And here we are.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think, you know, to your point, I think it makes – this is the kind of loss for a fan base that hurts probably more than any other, because you can walk out of that and turn the TV off really sincerely and having a good point in your belief that the better team did not win that football game. And there's all kinds of all kinds of evidence to support that. Just a lot of worst case scenario stuff for Penn State in this game. And Iowa, through 6 weeks, has, you know, to their credit to some extent, forced worst case scenario stuff. So there's a trend developing there. And I still believe it's more, you know, good fortune than good football at this point in time. But it is what it is. You know, 23-20 is the score that goes in the record books. There aren't any asterisks on this football game, only the result.
I'm putting an asterisk there, Dusty. Anyway, yeah, you're right. And I'm with you. The turnovers, that is not a predictable outcome. And it's not just luck. Iowa does play good defense. But even if you look at these interceptions that Penn State threw, starting with Sean Clifford, the very first one, that was just a ridiculous pass by Sean Clifford. I think if you ask him that question, I think he will agree. We'll get to how the defense performed with that. A lot of people are asking the question, Dusty, would Penn State have won this game if Clifford were still in there? I'm not going to ask you that question. I'm not going to insult your intelligence with that question. Instead, I'm going to ask you this. Would Penn State have won that game if Will Levis was still the backup quarterback?
Oh, yeah, I think the answer is yes either way. Will Levis, you know, had game experience under his belt. You know, his role, you know, you can talk about the role that he did play in Penn State's offense when his number was called the previous two seasons. It looks an awful lot like the way Kentucky seems to be using him now too, where he's runner first and thrower second. But yeah, that game experience alone would have won Penn State the game. And I really don't think Penn State was a touchdown or two touchdowns away from winning this game. I think they were like three first downs away from winning this game. You know, I think Iowa, with the field position tilted in their favor the way that it was for how long it was, you know, both because, you know, their punter was doing an unbelievable job and Penn State's offense could not get any positive thing going. You know, that was the thing. So they were stuck in this nightmare cycle and couldn't break out of it. I really think a couple first downs, because if Petras connects with what's a Nico Reganey on that really nice play call. But, you know, they had like 25 chances, it seems, to pop a big play, and Penn State's defense kept it under wraps. If Reganey doesn't make it into the end zone on that play, if Penn State had managed just to get field position a little bit away from Iowa, you know, there's a good chance they hold them to three there, and we're talking about a different outcome too. I literally think not just a scoring drive away, I think just a few first downs along the way to not make that field position thing so glaring, that would have done it, I think.
You make a good point. The things that just piled up against Taquan Roberson, the field position, being thrown into the middle of this in a hostile environment. And, you know, it leads me to ask the question, it's how much, and blame has to go somewhere when you lose a game. And in your notes, you bring up a good point. I don't think it's fair to put this on Roberson, but there are a lot of things you got to look at here. And how much of this can be on the coaches? You have a situation where they said, during the offseason, we want to bring a transfer in. That didn't happen. You have to think that you want your backup guy prepared for this to happen, don't you? Shouldn't you, in your practices, shouldn't he have been better prepared? And I use the preparation word because if it's got to be lack of preparation, that you weren't able to go to a silent count until you had, what, 8 false starts? Or how much of this do you put on Brenton Strange? You were talking about a couple first downs, a couple of those balls that went through his hands. Might those have been the first downs that they needed? Where do you lay this, Dusty?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's all over the place, and you can't forget that, you know, Iowa's defense deserves credit in this too. You know, like Sean Clifford is the 4th starting quarterback to not make it to the finish line against this defense. And, you know, that's 4 out of 6 quarterbacks had to be pulled from a game for one reason or another. And at some point in time, you just got to say, you know, Iowa, whether that's physicality, whether that's just, you know, they have that avalanche effect on some of these quarterbacks. Maybe there's some there too. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you think about Penn State and its quarterback situation, and it does feel like all their eggs were in one basket with Sean Clifford. And you have to pick and choose. You know, I think bringing a backup along is a matter of investment. It's an investment that doesn't have any immediate payoff whatsoever. It might not have any payoff if all things go according to plan, but Iowa has been able to make sure that things don't go according to plan for their opponents. And that's exactly what happened to Penn State on Saturday night. I think James Franklin knew it after the game. I think there was probably some, you know, organization wide, there's blame to go around. I'm sure they're looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, did we really develop a plan B? Because it certainly did not look like they developed a plan B. You can look at this performance and you can wonder, you know, is Taquan Roberson, you know, is he long-term part of this quarterback picture? Is he a potential successor for Sean Clifford? And, you know, from what we saw on Saturday night, that the answer would definitely be no. But, you know, if he's not getting any meaningful reps behind the scene, if he's not performing against the first team defense, if he's not getting reps with his first team receivers, you know, if he's not working on those communications in a real live semi-game environment, how on earth is he going to be ready for deep in his own territory again and again and again with that crowd as loud and as angry as those Iowans were? I mean, I'm sure we'll get to that later. That was an angry Caucasian crowd in Iowa, and like I said, we'll get to more of that later, but you know, how on earth was he going to be ready for all of that? And but you also like to think that at some point in time, he would be able to settle in and at least put a couple drives together, put a couple first downs together, make a throw. You know, none of the throws that I saw really had much of a chance either. I don't know. He was locked into one guy, it looked like, and he was delivering that ball, whether that player broke open or not. And most of the time, it just wasn't there, and he was thrown anyway. So there's a lot of blame to go around, I suppose. The adjustment or lack of adjustment going to the silent cadence. I mean, I appreciated Joel Klatt really getting into that dynamic a bit on the Fox broadcast because it took forever to make that adjustment, and you really can't be sure why. I mean, I get strategically, if you're able to execute on that clap count, it's probably better for your offense than having your guard wave in front of your center's face, but it took entirely too long to make that happen. I'm not sure if that makes a big difference in this game, but 40 yards worth of false starts would seem to indicate that, yeah, that made a difference in field position as well.
And what is the excuse for that not happening earlier, Dustin? A lot of times there's parts of this game of football that are too complicated for the layperson to understand. That concept is pretty easy to understand. And as you said, Joel Klatt, he presented it very well. And add to that, Penn State at Beaver Stadium does that same thing to opponents week after week, year after year. I would think Penn State's coaching staff is really familiar with the concept.
Yeah, I mean, they've you know, been on the right side of that advantage for so long that you would think they'd understand what it's like to be on the other side, and it's just slow to address that issue. But I don't think it was either a green light or a red light from the coaching staff to make that move, right? Like I don't think there was a whole lot of communication that needed to happen on the sideline in order to implement that particular snap. So it was just a matter of trying to hold on for too long. And I think anybody who has been critical of James Franklin when it comes to in-game management, this was just another piece of evidence as to why that's just not the strength of his coaching is making these maneuvers in-game. It should have been done far before it actually was.
And so you end up with this situation where it's a totally unprepared Roberson. And as you said, this is something that you have to look at the coaches in the various forms, but there was zero running game to help out. So you could throw the offensive line and the running backs under the bus too.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa's defense is built to take that away. A lot of defenses Penn State has faced, they're built to take away the run, but that's not good enough. You know, what they did Saturday night was not good enough, and I don't really understand why. I felt like Mike Yurcich went away from, you know, just sending waves and waves of Taquan Roberson runs at the Iowa defense before they proved for sure that they can take that away. You know, I thought they went away from that a little too fast as well.
But what little evidence they had sure didn't show very well. All right, Dustin, we still have a lot to cover here. That is just quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we'll continue the Penn State-Iowa conversation. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.